There is no sunshine when she's gone. That's what Bill Withers said. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She is absent from the show tonight. It is still talking with Geraldine Steele. But your host is out tonight. I'm in here. My name is Shaletta Brundage, filling in for my friend. If you like what you hear today, you can always catch me on the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Jonathan, are you watching this game?
I do have it on, yes.
Okay. Did you predict or have a winner? I know where your heart is, but where's your head?
I don't have a real true winner of this game because it's really close to call. Kansas City has played decently enough to where they've had chances to get in and get a couple of points, and they've missed a couple of things. But Philadelphia's played better. They've been the better team tonight. So right now, Philadelphia is leading by 3, 24-21. It's getting later in the third quarter. It's about 6 minutes to play in the third quarter, and the Eagles have the ball, trying to drive, trying to get more points on the board. So, but the Eagles overall have played better. They've been tougher to stop, and they've made some key defensive stops when they've needed to.
Okay, and you know, I'm watching the game now, but it was a close call in my house. So the kids, we went to see Disney on Ice at the Target Center Friday night. It was Friday family night, and so I went. Fred Mello from the Pioneer Press was there. Lambert Fisher, host of the Diversity Dude podcast. My production manager, Travis Johansson. We were kind of all right there together with our kids. And we were watching Disney on Ice, Jonathan. And they had Encanto, and they had Frozen, and Coco, and Ariel, and just all of the big time, like, you know, Disney characters were out there. So what we decided to do today was have a Disney movie marathon. So in honor of Disney on Ice at the Target Center. So we started out with Encanto. Then we watched Coco. And then we were doing Frozen. And so my son Daniel said, what are we watching right now? And so I said, we're watching the Super Bowl. You know, the NFL, the football game. He said, oh, okay. So he goes up, grabs a remote, and yells, Puss in Boots. So Sean is screaming because he's trying to watch the game, and Daniel is trying to get Puss in Boots on. He presses the little part of the remote where you just, the voice command. He says, Puss in Boots, Jonathan. I said, you know, this is why nobody has invited me to that Super Bowl party. I was probably the only person on the list when our bosses were looking for somebody to fill in tonight who was very available. I turned down no offers, Jonathan, for Super Bowl parties. There was nobody who called me and said, hey, Shaletta, you want to bring the kids over? Because they know that Daniel's going to grab that remote and try to watch a cartoon of some kind. So we did not entertain any offers to go to anybody's house to watch the Super Bowl. So we just kind of hung out here at the house. And so that's why I was available to hang out here with you tonight on Still Talking until 10 o'clock, filling in for my good friend, Geraldine Steele. Now, Jonathan, are you doing any betting on the games?
No. The only thing I would usually, let me say this. When it comes to Super Bowl, usually the things that I might look into are if there are prop bets, like a list of prop bets, or if there are Super Bowl squares. But other than that, no. I'm keeping it real cheap. I'm keeping it real tidy on that particular event.
Oh, shucks. Well, you know, speaking of keeping it real cheap, when we were at Disney on Ice on Friday, I told Fred Mello from the Pioneer Press, I said, listen, it's going to get dark in here. And you know, you and I, we work 12-hour days. So I suggest that we tag team taking a nap, because Elsa, Anna, Hans, and the little snowman, that they'll be able to watch our kids for us. Our kids are in capable hands with Mickey Mouse in them. So I suggest we take a nap when the lights go off while the kids are entertained. And he was like, all right, I'm with you. So, you know, I got me a little cat nap or two while the kids were watching Disney on Ice and they were entertained. And so the little lady said, okay, it's intermission. Go have a potty break, get some snacks, and come on back so we can continue the show. You know me, I'm a germphobe, so my kids don't use public bathrooms. So I was like, look, you know you can't use it. You got to hold it until we get home. I don't know how long this is going to be. God bless you. I hope everything works out. And so Fred left, and I forgot to tell him, okay? I forgot to tell him, Jonathan, that I had told my kids that the concession people had run out of snacks. Because my children had wanted some of those $50 snow cones that they were selling. And the $13 popcorn and the $87 cotton candy. Okay? And I didn't want to spend my whole tax refund check up over at Disney on Ice. So I said, listen. They were like, what about all these other kids? I said, that's who bought it. That's who bought all the stuff. That's why we don't have anything at the concession stand to get. So we're not even going to walk out there. We just go sit in our seat and wait for the second half. And so my kids were good. Okay, I gave them my phone. They were playing some games. Here come Fred Mello and his kids with the damn snow cones. I was like, Fred, dude, we got to coordinate our stories. He's like, Shaletta, you won't believe how much these snow cones are. And I got the cheap ones. He came back with one. He made his kids share the one snow cone because they were so expensive. And my kids are looking at me like, really, Mom? Uncle Fred's kids. I said, they got the last one from the concession stand. That was it. That was all the ice. They don't have any more ice. They're all out of ice. So I just have to, next time Fred and I go somewhere, after we coordinate our naps, we're also going to have to coordinate our stories, because he didn't want to buy the snow cone. But I didn't tell him my plan to tell our kids that they were out of snacks. I'm probably going to go to the old folks home early. If my kids have anything to do with it. It is 8:17. Y'all don't go anywhere. More Still Talking coming up. I tell you, if it ain't the $55 snow cones at Disney on Ice that they're selling to kids, it's always something to get the parents' money up out their pockets. I'm telling you, as soon as I've got two nickels to rub together, either there is an event coming up that the kids want to go to, or something is happening at the school. So this week is Spirit Week at the little kids' school. And, you know, because Andrew is 16 now. He's working at McDonald's. He's selling his gloves, his little Drew's drive-through gloves with the fingertip cut out. So he's making his money. I told him, look, boy, you're 16 years old. You got a job and a business. You want a haircut? You got it covered. You want a bike? You better take care of it. You need some new clothes for the dance? Handle your business, because when I was 16, I don't know about you, Jonathan, but my mama had me saving my money and paying a bill to teach me responsibility. Did you pay a bill when you were 16?
I didn't pay a bill. I might have gotten a couple little presents for myself and stuff like that, or things for myself, but I didn't actually start working part-time until I was 18. So
my parents kind of
maybe coddled me a little bit, but no, I wasn't paying any light or electricity or auto bills or anything like that.
Because I got when I was a kiddo like Andrew, I started working when I was 14. And I was McDonald's, just like Andrew. McDonald's was my first job. I worked in the drive-thru. And, you know, my mama you know, had me, you know, work a little bit. And then she, you know, kind of sat me down and said, now, listen, there's nothing in this world or in this life for free. So you're working. You save 10%. You tithe 10%. And then, you know, the rest is yours. But you have to pay for, you know, what you want. And I wanted a phone in my room. You remember back in the day when it was like the new thing that you had a phone in another part of the house that was a different number, you know. And so I told my mother I wanted a phone in my room. And she said, okay, you can have a phone in your room, but you've got to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it. So I have my own little phone, but I just remember it was like $16. And, you know, the phone, I felt, Jonathan, I felt like I was adulting. The phone bill came in my name, and I was just so, mom's about, your phone bill's here, and I'd be checking, did my phone bill come in the mail? You know, like, I was just really so grown up. Lord have mercy, $16 phone bill. I think the taxes on the phone bill now is more than $16. But anyway, so Andrew's good. But the little kids, they're having Spirit Week at their school. And so every day they're supposed to be doing something or wearing something for Spirit Week. So one day is dress up like an old person. So they wanted to go to Party City, and Brandon got a gray mustache and beard, and Cameron got a gray wig, and Daniel bought suspenders that said 100 on it. And then another day is wear a shirt with with words on it. It's reading day. So, you know, we got shirts with letters or words on it. And then the one day, Jonathan, is dress up like your favorite character day. Like your favorite book character. That it was very specific. Dress up as your favorite book character. And I said, well, we don't need anything for this because y'all each have your own children's book. So you can dress up as yourself. Save mama some money. Okay? These costumes are not free. Save mama 2 or 3 nickels. Cameron, you can dress up as yourself because you got Cameron goes to school. Brandon, you can dress up as yourself because you are your own character. And Brandon Spicy Sign, Daniel, you can dress up as yourself because you have your own book, Daniel Finds His Voice. You can be your own character. You can be your own self's favorite character. These kids looked at me like I had lost my mind. Cameron and Brandon want to be Harry Potter, and Daniel want to be Dr. Seuss. So, needless to say, I'm out of $200. Just like that. I mean, just like that. We go to Party City, and they've got the Harry Potter robe. I'm thinking it's the whole outfit, right? I'm thinking it's the whole, you know, when you get the bag, that everything's in the bag, the robe and the sash and whatever it is that needs to be in there. No, it's just a robe. If you want the socks are up top. Mm-hmm. So you got to get the socks. And then after you get the robe and the socks, well, you got to get the tie because the tie is over here on the right hand side at the bottom. And then, apparently the little wizard, thing, that's over there on the aisle 7. And so you get that. And then, there's Harry Potter bowls for the girls here. Mm-hmm. So then Cameron wanted a Harry Potter bow for her hair. And so, to make a long story short, it was $220 when we finished ringing up all the Harry Potter accessories. And then now, Jonathan, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, back in the day when we were going to school, you had to earn your Valentine card. Okay? The main kids in the class did not get a Valentine card. If you got a Valentine card, it was because you earned it and you were nice and you were loving to people. And so they loved back on you. But now, the teachers are requiring you as a parent to send a card for each and every student in the classroom. Cameron has 30 students. Brandon has 31. Daniel has 26. I know all 30, 31, and 26 of those kids were not nice. And see, this is the problem I'm having, Jonathan. We are in the everybody gets a gold medal generation. Everybody gets a blue ribbon. These participation trophies. Listen, if you have not been nice, you are not getting no damn Valentine's Day card, Johnny. I'm sorry. And that was the kids, they knew who they were. When you brought your box to school back in the day, they knew not to even, I know I ain't getting no Valentine. Yeah, because you haven't been nice. How you going to raise hell and be mean and bully people all year and then on Valentine's Day get a card? Does that sound right to you, Jonathan? I don't know. That don't sound right to me.
This message of love and caring and understanding brought to you by Shaletta Brundage. This has
for
no reflection on the state on WCCO
radio at
large. This
does
not reflect the views of the good neighbor station of Minnesota.
Hey, we all know the kid in class. They're not nice. They don't share. They say little smart snarky remarks. They know they have not earned that Valentine. They haven't done anything loving. They haven't been nice to anybody all year. You should not have to get that child anything. They should sit there on Valentine's Day and deal with the consequences of their actions. We teach our kids good consequences have good actions. Bad consequences, they're bad actions. You can't be mean and then expect to get love on Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry. I just
don't like this whole everybody get a Valentine's Day card situation.
If you're required to give a card to all the kids, all the children on Valentine's Day, this is what you do. This is how you distinguish with said card the good children will also get a bag of candy. Or they'll get a sucker. They'll get an incentive to be even better. With the naughty children, the bad children, the some folks in my family like call bad ankle children. You give them the card and the card is it. And that's it.
That's it.
That's all you get.
Okay. All right. So you give them something, but it's not as nice as the... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You adjust.
Okay. All right. I like that because I was just like, I almost asked my kid now, who's not so nice? Who's not so nice? So how do we do that though? Do we by varying kinds and then say, okay, so which one is your best buddy and then go down the line from there?
No, I don't think you go by varying degrees. I just think you go by behavior, good and bad behavior. The good children, they'll get maybe a bag of sweet tarts or a sucker or
Skittles or some M&Ms.
A couple Reese's cups or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad children do not get that. And I wouldn't go by, oh, you get the best friend. The best friend's probably going to get other perks throughout the rest of the year.
That's true.
So I wouldn't vary degrees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Jonathan, I got some breaking news. Child, did you hear this mess? Ooh, this is some good tea right here. I'm about to spill. Jonathan, Rihanna is pregnant. Did you hear me?
That tea is cold, and
that
it's not cold. It's not cold because you put ice in it. That tea has been sitting for about a week and a half, and
They just confirmed it. I mean, we kind of all thought it, but you don't want to say nothing because you know sometimes you say somebody's pregnant and they're not really pregnant, so they had not confirmed. Confirmed it. It is confirmed.
She
now.
Confirmed it a couple weeks ago.
What?
She said she was pregnant.
I didn't see that part.
This does not deserve the breaking news sting. I know you're trying to fight for the breaking news sting.
I was waiting for it to come on. You heard me pause. I was like, why are you not pressing that button?
Nope. This is not worthy.
You mean to tell me you got some breaking news on pop culture gossip before I did?
Everybody. Got that before
I need to
you
reevaluate
did.
My life. That's not how I roll. Okay, we're gonna have to take a break so I can lick my wounds. We'll be right back. I just am so I'm over here licking my wounds that Jonathan knew Rihanna was pregnant before I did. I thought I was breaking some news on the station that she was pregnant. But apparently he knew this last week. I mean, I don't know what to be more upset about. The fact that he knew last week and didn't call and tell me, or that he waited until I said something to say he already knew. I don't. I'm clearing my throat waiting for you to say something. I don't know what I'm more upset about.
I mean, we could spend the next 90 minutes like this. I'm just staying back enjoying my time.
Oh my gosh, I'm laughing and I'm joking, but I was not playing around when I got a letter from the IRS last year saying, hey girlfriend, your business, your little ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com podcast and platform, it can't be doing this good. We about to hit you with an audit. Where's the money coming from? You can't possibly be donating that much money to your church and doing that many charitable contributions. We don't believe it. We want to see you. Get in the office. And I tell you, let me tell you something. I absolutely was not worried. I really wasn't. I didn't have a lot of concern about it because I had an amazing accountant. My friend Heidi from Tons of Good Tax Services had been helping me with my books. Now, before she came on board, I was doing it all myself. Every invoice, every accounts receivable, all the bills that I was paying out to my podcasters and my contractors and the people who work for me, the production team, I was doing all of that. Plus producing the podcast, plus going out and sealing the deals, plus being creative. It was a lot. It was a lot. And she said, you know, Shaletta, I'm going to retire, but I'm going to make you my only client. And we're going to get your QuickBooks all set up. Her husband, John, at Tons of Good Tax Services, he takes care of the taxes every year. So it's a really good match because they're right there together. If he has a question, Heidi can answer it. If she has a question, John can answer it. And so when I got hit with this audit, you know, they pretty much took all my receipts from that particular year. They sat in the office with Sean for about 5 or 6 hours, and they went through every single receipt. They put together a spreadsheet, and when we got to the IRS building in downtown St. Paul, our stuff was together, honey. We had a spreadsheet. We had our little box, and every question that the agent had, we had an answer. And she straight up, flat up told us, this is the most prepared that I've seen any small business come in. I've never seen a small business come in this prepared. You guys have really done your due diligence. And we were so proud. We were high-fiving. And afterwards, you know, I was like, let's go to breakfast. Let's go over to Keys and have some breakfast. And, you know, just celebrate the fact that, you know, we did it. We completed this audit. For me, it was stress-free. For John, Heidi, and Sean, it was something else. But I didn't have to shut down my business, right? I didn't have to stop working and stop making money to get ready for this audit. It was costly for me. I did have to pay because I had to pay them to do it. They didn't do it for free. But then, you know, I started talking with fellow African-American business owners. And Anissa Keys was like, you know, I got hit with an audit too this year. And then somebody was like, yeah, so did I. And before I knew it, it was like 7 or 8 people in one room. And we were all being audited. And I was like, what in the hell is going on? Why are we all being audited? What is happening? And so I read a story on CNBC that says the IRS is about 3 to 5 times more likely to audit Black Americans' tax returns than anybody else, according to a study. This is not something I'm making up based on a room full of people I was in. The findings show the disparity stems from a faulty software algorithm. Say what the hell ever you want. Okay, faulty software algorithm. Uh-huh. It's called racism. Used by the agency to pick who gets audited. They went by the numbers and looked at the books, and Black Americans are 3 to 5 times more likely to face an IRS audit than any other taxpayer. How do you get ready for something like that? If you are a small business owner and you're doing the books and you're cooking the food and you're baking the pastries and you're making the granola, you got to shut down your whole damn business. It can keep you from making money, which is already hard enough for small business owners to do. I'm going to tell you what saved me: having a good CPA. Having somebody in my corner to say, keep being creative, keep doing your thing, we got you covered. It was Heidi and John Tonsinger for me. And if you're a small business owner, you need to find that person that's going to do it for you. And I'm so glad Reed Graham is here joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Reed, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You left
the Super Bowl to talk to me, so I know this is some serious for real stuff for you.
It is, young lady.
Now, you have to introduce yourself to our listeners. This is your WCCO radio debut, but this accounting, this auditing, this tax stuff, this is a passion for you. It has been for quite a long time.
It has. Reed Graham, I'm one of the channel sales leaders based out of our Kansas City Go Chiefs office for Bergen KDV. So we are a outsourced accounting, tax, audit. We have many services, but we have specialty. We have about 400 CPAs that we employ, 700 as a firm. We help a lot of diverse companies and educational, even governmental entities, with those type of services like you just talked about. But my passion is SMB, small and mid-sized businesses like you're talking about, and helping provide accounting services, outsourced QuickBooks and other platform services, plus tax and tax planning, which is so important. You talked about that. Audit services. So in the event of an audit, we do support, just like your accountant and tax, your CPA and tax expert.
I just am so, I'm over here licking my wounds that Jonathan knew Rihanna was pregnant before I did. I thought I was breaking some news on the station that she was pregnant. But apparently he knew this last week. I mean, I don't know what to be more upset about. The fact that he knew last week and didn't call and tell me, or that he waited until I said something to say he already knew. I don't. I'm clearing my throat waiting for you to say something. I don't know what I'm more upset about.
I mean, we could spend the next 90 minutes like this. I'm just staying back enjoying my time.
Oh my gosh, I'm laughing and I'm joking, but I was not playing around when I got a letter from the IRS last year saying, hey girlfriend, your business, your little ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com podcast and platform, it can't be doing this good. We about to hit you with an audit. Where's the money coming from? You can't possibly be donating that much money to your church and doing that many charitable contributions. We don't believe it. We want to see you get in the office. And I tell you, let me tell you something. I absolutely was not worried. I really wasn't. I didn't have a lot of concern about it because I had an amazing accountant. My friend Heidi from Tons of Good Tax Services had been helping me with my books. Now, before she came on board, I was doing it all myself. every invoice, every accounts receivable, all the bills that I was paying out to my podcasters and my contractors and the people who work for me, the production team. I was doing all of that, plus producing the podcast, plus going out and sealing the deals, plus being creative. It was a lot. It was a lot. And she said, you know, Shaletta, I'm going to retire, but I'm going to make you my only client. And we're going to get your QuickBooks all set up. Her husband, John, at Tunzinger Tax Services, he takes care of the taxes every year. So it's a really good match because they're right there together. If he has a question, Heidi can answer it. If she has a question, John can answer it. And so when I got hit with this audit, you know, they pretty much took all my receipts from that particular year. They sat in the office with Sean for about 5 or 6 hours, and they went through every single receipt. They put together a spreadsheet. And when we got to the IRS building in downtown St. Paul, our stuff was together, honey. We had a spreadsheet. We had our little box, and every question that the agent had, we had an answer. And she straight up, flat up told us, this is the most prepared that I've seen any small business come in. I've never seen a small business come in this prepared. You guys have really done your due diligence. And we were so proud. We were high-fiving. And afterwards, you know, I was like, let's go to breakfast. Let's go over to Keys and have some breakfast. And, you know, just celebrate the fact that, you know, we did it. We completed this audit. For me, it was stress-free. For John, Heidi, and Sean, it was something else. But I didn't have to shut down my business, right? I didn't have to stop working and stop making money to get ready for this audit. It was costly for me. I did have to pay because I had to pay them to do it. They didn't do it for free. But then, you know, I started talking with fellow African-American business owners. And Anissa Keys was like, you know, I got hit with an audit too this year. And then somebody was like, yeah, so did I. And before I knew it, it was like 7 or 8 people in one room. And we were all being audited. And I was like, what in the hell is going on? Why are we all being audited? What is happening? And so I read a story on CNBC that says the IRS is about 3 to 5 times more likely to audit Black Americans' tax returns than anybody else, according to a study. This is not something I'm making up based on a room full of people I was in. The findings show the disparity stems from a faulty software algorithm. Say what the hell ever you want. Okay, faulty software algorithm. It's called racism, used by the agency to pick who gets audited. They went by the numbers and looked at the books, and Black Americans are 3 to 5 times more likely to face an IRS audit than any other taxpayer. How do you get ready for something like that? If you are a small business owner and you're doing the books and you're cooking the food and you're baking the pastries and you're making the granola, you got to shut down your whole damn business. It can keep you from making money, which is already hard enough for small business owners to do. I'm going to tell you what saved me: having a good CPA. Having somebody in my corner to say, keep being creative, keep doing your thing. We got you covered. It was Heidi and John Tunzinger for me. And if you're a small business owner, you need to find that person that's going to do it for you. And I'm so glad Reed Graham is here joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Reed, how you doing, buddy?
Good. You left
the Super Bowl to talk to me. So I know this is some serious for real stuff. For you.
It is, young lady.
Now, you have to introduce yourself to our listeners. This is your WCCO radio debut, but this accounting, this auditing, this tax stuff, this is a passion for you. It has been for quite a long time.
It has. Reed Graham, I'm the I'm one of the channel sales leaders based out of our Kansas City Go Chiefs office for Bergen KDV. So we are a outsourced accounting, tax, audit. We have many services, but we have a specialty of about 400 CPAs that we employ, 700 as a firm. But yeah, we help a lot of diverse companies and educational, even governmental entities with those type of services like you just talked about. But my passion is SMB, small and mid-sized businesses like you're talking about, and helping provide accounting services, outsourced QuickBooks and other platform services, plus tax and tax planning, which is so important. You talked about that. Audit services. So in the event of an audit, we do support, just like your accountant and tax, your CPA and tax expert helps you. So,
And when you say you're in Kansas City, Bergen mm-hmm. KDV, you have accountants and CPAs all across the country.
We do. We have a nationwide reach. We're based out of St. Cloud and the Twin Cities, and mm-hmm. and then we have South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and growing. But our numbers, the way we provide services, which take advantage of technology in the cloud, we can be anywhere and help companies nationwide. That's correct.
And you know, I'm trying to talk to the small business owners that I know in my community right here in the Twin Cities, and tell them sure. about the importance of having somebody like you and the people on your team at Bergen KDV. When we start talking about growing your business and, you know, making more money, it is so important that they see what is coming in and what is going out. And a lot of times as a small business owner, you're so busy taking care of the business. When you're doing your own accounting, you don't have a handle on what's coming in and what's going out and what you're spending, and the percentage that you spent on marketing this month, and the percentage that you spent on payroll this month, and, you know, unexpected expenses, and, you know, things breaking down and stuff you had to buy. Or, you know, for me, I'm always doing some big philanthropic event and draining the coffers, and then having to work, you know, 10 times as hard to get it just back up to zero. Sure. And so to have somebody like that who can give you a big picture on what is going on with your finances is, you know, real eye-opening and can really help you sustain your business. But then to have somebody who can help you if you get hit with something like an audit, you know, from the IRS, as a business owner, you don't have to stop doing business to take care of it because you already got somebody on your team.
Without a doubt. And you just hit on about six or seven advantages when you have an outsourced accounting service that like Bergen KDV offers. I mean, but you can keep going. It doesn't have to be even from the national. I mean, from the IRS side, it can be from the state side. If you're doing e-commerce, if you're selling into multi-states, you have to be aware of the state and local tax laws and adhere to those and make sure that each state is getting paid their what is due, and that's a whole other service that due to the Wayfair bill in 2018 you have to be aware of, and it's ever evolving. The states are always saying, hey, we're broke, we need more money, right? So we can layer in those services. You need to be aware of what tax incentives the state and the feds have for you. We have a service that that finds those type of tax savings at year end that can really help keep the coffers with the money when you need it the most.
And I remember when I was sitting there and the agent was looking over my paperwork, she told John Tonzinger, you've claimed 100% of your meals last year, and that is not acceptable. That is, you can only claim, and she said, whatever percentage, and he said, oh, no. The IRS had a new rule out that year because they wanted businesses to get back out into restaurants for COVID, so we were able to claim 100%. Now, how would I know that if I didn't have an accountant sitting there helping me? Hell, she didn't know it. She worked there.
Right. You know, and those are the things that are such a differentiator when you have experts. I equate it to I never go in front of a judge in my old days, of course, without an attorney because they're attorneys, right? It's the same idea. You've got to have the people who speak to speak, who understand in that case legalese, in this case financial acumen, and understand what those specific laws that, and especially during COVID with the PPP money, the ERC credits, things of that nature, you've got to know what you're due. A lot of people left money on the table because they were not aware of it.
And you know, we're doing what we can, we're doing what we know, but what I know for sure is it is so important to have somebody in your corner who is familiar with your company. It has made all the difference in the world, and it's freed me up to continue to be creative and to make money and to take care of my business. And I don't have to worry about if this check has been collected or if we've billed this client or if we've paid this expense, because there's somebody in my corner and on my team doing that. And if you guys have not found somebody, if you do not have anybody, Bergen KDV, Reed is saying, is based right here in the Twin Cities with accountants and CPAs across the country who can help you. And so, Reed, tell us how folks are listening. And I've already gotten a couple of DMs and text messages from a few folks who are listening in, how they can reach out to you and get the process started.
Sure. So they can send an email to Reed. It's Reed.Graham, Graham, at BergenKDV.com. That's Bergan, Kilo Delta Victor.com, all one word. So very easy. It'll get you in. So, feel free to share that with your, with your constituents and listeners. And we're always there. We're always open. We do have a large office in Bloomington, as well as one in St. Cloud. And we're growing like mad because of this. And one thing I want to add is there is a severe shortage of good bookkeepers and CPAs and accountants. There always is, but it's gotten worse. Not many people are going into the profession, so we're seeing that. So the nice thing when you outsource is sometimes people find, I'll work for you. And then they learn the tricks of the trade, and they go on to make $150,000 more, by working for somebody bigger. So you train them. You shower them with benefits, and they still leave. And this is going on a lot. So we don't leave. All we do is we build teams, and we provide, in most cases, a co-managed experience. So we have you handle maybe the AP, AR, and invoicing, but we do the bank and credit card reconciliations. We do the general ledger. We do the adjusting journals. We do all of the bits and pieces, and then we layer it with dashboarding, with real-time dashboarding, so you know how much money you have in the bank. How to plan. You know how to budget. You know what your cash flow is. So these are very important, as you've mentioned, for small business. And we offer it at an affordable rate. So like so many things, the software, the platforms have improved, so I'm able to provide big company services at a small and mid business price point.
Well, I so appreciate the work that you are doing, and I thank you so much for being here tonight. Reed, my main man, took a break from the Super Bowl, rooting for the Chiefs in Kansas City. With Reed Graham. Thank you so much. Bergen KDV is who you are with. It is what you do. It's how you live and how you help small businesses. I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you being here.
You too. Hey, thanks so much. Have a good evening.
All right, you as well. And baby, this game is tied up. They were out dancing and clowning and cutting up. I bet they get to playing some football. We're going to talk about this game with Jonathan when we come back. They out here playing games. They better get body. I saw look like Kansas City Chiefs was running around in a circle like the kids when they playing Ring Around the Rosie. So they over there dancing and doing the electric slide and the gritty. They better realize they still got 4 minutes and 55, 54, 53, 52 minutes of football left to play in the Super Bowl. Jonathan, I don't know about you, but I see a little too much playing and not enough footballing going on the sideline for the Chiefs right now.
Trying to stay loose. At this point, you have to stay loose and you have to stay aware. You can't get uptight. If you get uptight, that's when you don't perform well. That's when turnovers happen. So you got to try to stay loose in these moments.
Okay, so you supposed to be over there playing and dancing and doing a ledger slide and hopscotching and double dutching and jumping rope and everything like they're doing? I mean, sometimes, I need them to get for real and serious.
It depends on the team. It depends on the team and their personality. Some teams are better loose. Some teams are better buttoned up.
Okay, because I mean, you know, they was all out there joking. And and then the Eagles scored. So now it's a tied game. So now everybody's butt cheeks are tight. You know, I don't know. I'm not saying you got to be uptight about it. But what I am saying is I need them to get a little more serious about this game. I don't know.
They're serious enough. Trust me. I'm serious enough for all of them.
Now, wait, did they announce who the MVP of the league is going to be? Because I'm waiting for them to call out my boy's name. Justin Jefferson.
No, that happened on Thursday. That happened on Thursday, and it was Patrick Mahomes that was that they named as the MVP.
Okay, who was second place?
We have 15 seconds.
Who was second place?
Jalen Hurts, I believe, the quarterback for the Eagles.
All right, we'll be back. They out here playing games. They better get body. I saw it look like Kansas City Chiefs was running around in a circle like the kids when they playing Ring Around the Rosie. So they over there dancing and doing the electric slide and the gritty. They better realize they still got 4 minutes and 55, 54, 53, 52 minutes of football left to play in the Super Bowl. Jonathan, I don't know about you, but I see a little too much playing and not enough footballing going on the sideline for the Chiefs right now.
Trying to stay loose. At this point, you have to stay loose and you have to stay aware. You can't get uptight. If you get uptight, that's when you don't perform well. That's when turnovers happen. So you got to try to stay loose in these moments.
Okay, so you supposed to be over there playing and dancing and doing a ledger slide and hopscotching and double dutching and jumping rope and everything like they're doing? I mean,
sometimes,
I need them to get for real and serious.
It depends on the team. It depends on the team and their personality. Some teams are better loose. Some teams are better buttoned up.
Okay, because I mean, you know, they was all out there joking. And kicking, and then the Eagles scored. So now it's a tied game. So now everybody's butt cheeks are tight. You know, I don't know. I'm not saying you got to be uptight about it, but what I am saying is, I need them to get a little more serious about this game. I don't know.
They're serious enough. Trust me. I'm serious enough for all of them.
Now, wait, did they announce who the MVP of the league is going to be? Because I'm waiting for them to call out my boy's name. Justin Jefferson.
No, that happened on Thursday. No, on Friday. Yeah, that happened on Thursday, and it was Patrick Mahomes that was that they named as the MVP.
Okay,
by the way, we have 15 seconds.
Who was second place?
Jalen Hurts, I believe, the quarterback for the Eagles.
All right, we'll be back.